Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Phil Collins, but I don't know this song. I'm sorry.
It's Phil Collins and the guy from Earth, Wind, and Fire, right? What's his name? What's the other guy's name? Philip Bailey. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a jam. I love this song. They play this every Thursday at this time right here on Zolak and Bertrand. As you may have noticed, Zolak Bertrand not in today. You got me, Arcand, here, sitting in the big chair. You got Leroy Irvin, who you may have heard from the 96.9 Wake Up Show. Wake Up Show.
Get Up Crew. Get Up Crew.
That's all thinking right. Of Charlemagne. The Get Up Show. Yeah. Get Up Crew at 96.9.
Yeah.
You guys went up against Charlemagne, right? Didn't the other
won.
Station have him for a while? You mopped the floor with
the
Charlemagne.
The champs are here.
Yeah.
We won.
Nice work, by the way.
Hey, Christian, real quick, I just got an update. And mm-hmm. I said that Jason Tatum maybe... hopefully could have been the third person on the cover.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's even better. Kobe Bryant is the third, and it makes all the sense in the world.
I'm surprised we didn't think of that.
Yes.
Because they usually do an older player. Like, they have two cover guy, an older player, and this year it's going to be Kobe, and that makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah,
so
beautiful.
There you go. There's an update there for all you video game players who are wondering what was going on with that. The practice floors have been laid down. If you're a follower of NBA Twitter account, the NBA official Twitter account, the NBA restarts beginning July 30th, daily and nightly games on ESPN, TNT, ABC, NBA TV, and NBA League Pass, and they've released these pictures, and I'll retweet them out here for you, of the practice floors. And it looks like they're going to be practicing in hotel ballrooms, right? I mean, like, that looks like where I had my senior prom was in one of these rooms, right? Like, that's what this is. Isn't this where they have the prom?
Hey, desperate times, man.
Yeah.
Desperate measures, man.
So the practice floors, do you remember one of the things that the league or the teams were asking for was to ship their home floors down to Florida?
You know, I didn't catch that.
Yeah,
really.
It was, and they said, no, we're not going to do this. But now I'm looking at these practice floors, though it says the field house, you know, for the Pacers here. I'm looking at the Pacers, and it says it's not Conseco field house, whatever it's called
right
now.
Right.
But I can see it. It says field house. So did they take the actual courts for practice courts and ship them down there? If that's what they did, then that actually makes a little bit of sense, because I don't think they should do that for the actual games.
Mm.
Because the poor Bull Gang down there, if they're going to be having all these games all day, you're going to have these guys flipping the courts back and forth and doing all that. Sounds like a pain in the ass.
Right.
And also largely unnecessary. Like, there's no fans. What do you need your court for? It's just a court. Just play basketball on the court. All right? But for the practice courts, kind of like it.
Yeah, that's cool.
I kind of like that.
Yep.
That's not bad. Anyway, I'll tweet that back out for you. It's a interesting thing. Each team getting their own practice court, but they're going to have to play on like a general one there. You can see a truck, by the way, carrying all the pieces of the floor.
Mm.
And it's just, man, you know, making it happen right there in the same room where I had my senior prom. That's pretty cool. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. We will get to your phones here in just a moment. But Kemba Walker had some comments the other day discussing his knee, mm-hmm. where he said he really... helpful to have this break for his knee, and that he really needed a break. And I heard that and I thought, man, he could have had a break at the All-Star break, right? He decided to go and play in that All-Star game that made his knee worse.
Yeah, but, okay, so you're one of the people who have an issue with what he said?
Not really what he said. I have an issue.
Just what he did?
The issue I have, and I defended Kemba Walker a lot, because unlike Kyrie Irving, Kyrie Irving decided to take the two games off before the All-Star break and then play in the All-Star game, which was ridiculous. Like, come on. With Kemba, he played in that double overtime Clippers game this year, and then he played in the All-Star game, and then his knee started acting up, and he had to miss some games after that. And my take on it was, well, you can't blame the guy for wanting to play in every single game. Mm-hmm. You can't blame him for wanting to play too much. But then when he comes out and says, I could have really used a break, okay, well, then take a break at the All-Star break.
I don't have a problem with it at all. I looked at it as, you know, a lot of times we complain that athletes really don't care about the game or are passionate and they only are only thinking about the money. In this case, this seems like something where, look, it's the All-Star weekend, it's the All-Star game. Kemba wants to perform for the fans. That's just my and he did. And I think after it's all
said, he played like 30 minutes in that game.
And it was a great game. And then at the end of the day, he's looking back on everything. And all he's simply saying, in my opinion, is, man, you know what? I really did need the break. I think he would have fought through it. I think he would have played. I think he would have, you know, kept it going. But he's just looking back over it all and just saying he's doing that whole Monday morning quarterback thing. Man, yeah, I really needed that break. And that's all it is.
What is it about the NBA All-Star game that everyone wants to be there? Like, it's NHL, the Pro Bowl, the baseball All-Star week. None of the players give a crap about that. Most of them opt out of it. But with the NBA All-Star game, not only does everyone really want to be there, not only does everyone break their neck to get down there or wherever it is, you know, even if they're not in the game, like, it's a scene at those things. The All-Star break with the dunk contest and the skills challenge and all that stuff, it's so different from all the other All-Star games.
And remember, they added the whole whatever team wins, money is donated to a charity. Both teams, like first half and all that stuff. Listen, this goes back to when I was saying Jason Tatum should be or will be the face of Boston sports. It's just the spectacle of it all is you're so much closer. It's in your face.
Right.
And I think that's part of why people just want to be a part of it, players and fans.
Do you think the Celtics are in good shape right now? They're fully healthy, COVID-19 wise. You know, you had Marcus Smart get it early on, but nobody since then. They're sending the full team down to Orlando. Kemba's had all this time to recover with his knee. We don't really know how anyone's going to look like in terms of how in shape they are or anything like that. Guys have been practicing over in Alston at the Auerbach Center, but you can't really gain too much from watching guys shooting an empty gym. How do you feel about the Celtics and their fortunes here? How do you think they're going to look?
I feel like they are going to be right back where they were, probably even better. You mentioned it early, Jason Tatum not practicing while he was off. That's a little bit concerning. And even though we have, like you said, we've seen video of them practicing and whatnot, I am concerned that there could be a player or two that we haven't seen show up looking like Sean Kemp after, remember when the lockout, I think it was like 97 or 98 or something like that.
When he popped back up with the Cavs?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he was a hot mess.
Looked like he ate Sean Kemp.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, there is that
I don't know about your boy Zion, man. He's not a little guy anyway.
I don't want to speak nothing into existence, but I'm going to have to say it. I'm worried about him health-wise. Especially, I'm worried about his knees.
He's 20 years old and he looks like that.
right. But as far as the Celtics, not concerned at all. I think they are ready to take that next step. And I personally feel, not just because I'm a Celtics fan, but I think they are NBA Finals contenders.
Really?
Contenders.
You think they'll get past Milwaukee?
I think they can.
I don't know that they can get past the Sixers. I mean, the Sixers right now, if the playoffs started today, they would have Philly, and the Sixers beat them 3 out of 4 times this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't know when that started. I don't know when the Celtics suddenly couldn't beat the 76ers, because in the years prior, in the Kyrie years and the Isaiah Thomas years, they smoked the Sixers in the playoffs, in the regular season, whenever. And for some reason this year, that all changed. I don't know exactly why. Someone said, oh, it's because it was the second night of a back-to-back and blah, blah, blah. One of those games, Embiid didn't even play. And the Celtics still couldn't beat him. So I don't know. I mean, I think that's going to be a real challenge for them. I don't necessarily think they're getting out of that first round unscathed against Philadelphia. I think they can. Mm-hmm. But it's not some, just march on into the Eastern Conference Finals. And when they get there, I think the Bucks are just a deeper team than them. I think the Celtics have a better starting five, but I think the Bucks just, you go deep into that bench and they got guys they can cycle out. And if people aren't in shape, that's going to be a real, that's going to be a real benefit for Milwaukee.
Don't laugh at me when I say this, okay? You promise?
I can't promise anything.
Okay. When you said they're not deep on the bench, you are absolutely right. And you know why I know this to my heart? Not just because I watch, but because I'm doing a full season on NBA 2K. And the bench is weak.
Bench blows.
Oh, my God, it's weak. So, yeah, I hear you on that. But I still believe in that.
You don't have Semi Ojeleye giving you 40 off the bench on a nightly basis?
Man,
then?
Listen, man, I'm lucky to get a free
throw. Got Taco out
there
on the post.
Oh, my God. But
is Taco even in the game? Can you play as Taco?
I haven't called up anybody from the
Maine, from the Red Claws?
I haven't yet, no.
You got to get them those 10-day contracts, you know, two-way.
Yeah. I lost Kemba for 2 months, though. I'm hurting right now with an ankle injury. Yeah. But no.
But that's a big problem for the Celtics. Their bench has been weak all year.
It is. But I believe in that starting five. I really do. I really do. And they're young, so I feel like they can run. They don't necessarily have to come off the court for a long period of time. I believe in them.
I hope so. I hope that's true, but you know the Bucks weren't the best team in the league this year by accident. I don't think you know that's a great team with a great player and a really really good deep bench there. And I think that's one thing the Celtics really lack. I know that there's still a possibility for them to add right now, but who do you add? Like who's even out there? Jamal Crawford? You bring Isaiah back? Like I'm not sure that's necessarily what they need. I don't know what they need exactly, but I think they need more than what they have if they want to be real finals contenders. Then again, we're talking about a restarted 8-game regular season in Florida in a hotel ballroom.
Right.
And anything can really happen.
Anything can happen, right.
Guys getting COVID. I mean, like, a lot can go on. A lot can still happen. DeAndre Jordan the other day just said, I'm not going down there. I just got COVID-19. Trevor Ariza had a whole thing with, like, I think it was like his baby mama said, you can either go down there or you can spend time with the kid. And he's like, all right, I'll spend time with the kid. Avery Bradley is not going down there. It's. I mean, you're probably going to hear more of that. Even all the other sports, too. Baseball, you're hearing guys saying, I'm not going to play this year. I'll come back next year. I'm interested in seeing how many people actually end up going down and completing this and playing it. Three guys on the Pelicans just tested positive. And they didn't say who it was, but that's still very real. I mean, that's still a very real problem. And also, as Damian Lillard pointed out, you gotta count on all these guys to follow all these rules about not leaving the bubble and not, you know, entertaining any young ladies and all these other things. Yep. And I just
that's all that was. That was code for there might be some shenanigans going on, or that, you know, and yeah,
there's definitely going to be shenanigans going on. That's why everybody's always going to the All-Star game. You know, they got shenanigans every night during that All-Star break.
Yep.
That's sort of, I think, what they're looking at right now. Now, I'm not saying the whole league's like that. Obviously, people want to win the championship and hoist the trophy, even though it's under weird circumstances here. But the rules are going to be really stringent. I heard they were going to add like extra security and bring all these extra cops down to like regulate the bubble. And it's like, you think that's a good idea right now? In the current state that we're all in, you think that's a good idea to bring in a bunch of military guys to like stand guard and make sure no one leaves the bubble? Like, come on.
Right.
If that's what you have to do, then maybe this isn't a great idea.
Right. Again, the fan in me wants to see it happen. But like I said earlier in the show, my heart, my gut says it's not going to go down. It's not going to happen. And that goes across the board for the four majors. I just don't see it happening.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. A lot of you waiting patiently with your thought on who the new face of New England Boston sports is. We'll get to you right after this.
Zone and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ninety-eight. 98.5 The Sports up 12:21 here on this Thursday. Quick update. Charlie Baker speaking right now, or he just spoke a few minutes ago. Phase 3 of Massachusetts' reopening plan begins on Monday. It includes gyms, movie theaters, and museums. Gyms must operate at under 40% capacity, sanitize all stations between use, and require face coverings on everyone. Wedding venues can reopen, but must keep their bars and dance floors closed. So you can get married, you just can't dance, and you got a BYOB. Supposed to get married next month, so that's better news than what I was expecting.
Okay. Does that change things for you?
Well, yeah. I thought it was just because right now in phase two, it's 10 people is the gathering.
Okay.
You go to the church, you get married, you drink a little sacramental wine, and then you go home. Like, that sounds lame, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's how they got married back in the Puritan times. but yeah, it seems like the venues can reopen. So I don't know. It's weird right now because I don't want people to travel if they don't want to. I don't want to, you know, have my wedding be something that's looked back on and then, all those people got sick. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
right.
I've told people, I said, listen, we're still going to get married on the day. We're getting married in the church. But if you don't want to come, don't come. You know, that's basically what we said. And now, that's the way it's going. But it's good news that they're allowed to reopen. I don't know about the no dance floor thing, but I guess it makes sense. You know?
I'm looking forward to...
No one in my family can dance anyway. So.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Not a dancing family. We're not really good at anything.
Oh,
we're
stop.
Definitely not good at dancing.
I think you're a little bit too hard on yourself and your family, man.
You've never seen us try and dance, though.
Stop it.
I'm just being honest here.
So, wait, when is the wedding supposed to go down?
Next month.
Next month. Yeah. Next month. Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Do you plan on kids or anything like that?
I would like to, yeah. I want to have kids.
Can I give you a heads up about something?
Sure.
I know disciplining kids is a huge issue. And people talk about it a lot. I just want to give you a heads up on there's going to come a point if you have kids where they won't listen to what you have to say.
Okay.
And I'm dealing with that right now. I have some teenage boys.
They're just not listening.
They're not listening.
Okay.
But here's something that you can do. They're not listening because they're too busy playing football games, video games, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
On my phone, I have an app.
Yeah.
That controls my Wi-Fi.
Oh.
I suggest you get it now. And what I could do, I don't turn off the entire thing.
My fiance is going to use this on me.
Well, I'm sorry. She's going to find out about it now. You can actually go to devices that are connected to the Wi-Fi and shut them off.
Wow.
And that's what I'm about to do right now. They didn't do what they were supposed to do last night.
You can do it from here?
I can do it from here.
You don't have to be in the Wi-Fi to do it. You can do it
no,
from right here.
I can do it from right here.
So you can interrupt their game right now and mess up their whole...
Yes, and it's the best feeling
ever. Okay.
Just a heads up. I know that might be
Send me that app.
I will. There'll be some years from now, but... Just letting you know, there's nothing wrong with disciplining the kids.
By the time my kids are old enough, my hypothetical kids are even old enough, there'll probably be some workaround to this. They'll probably have some way to, like, hack whatever app you have.
True.
You know? Got to build a better mousetrap. But that's good. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
I got
that.
You.
And if you'd like to know these secrets here, just at Boston L. Irvin, and he'll tell you all about it in the DMs, I guess. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones here. A lot of people waiting patiently with their thoughts on who the new face of Boston sports is. Leroy says it's Jason Tatum. I say it's David Pastrnak. Paul in Marlboro, what do you say?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Nice to hear, Arcan. They could work out your contract situation, like hearing you at night with Jones.
You and me both, bro.
But I was just listening, and I think you guys missed a really obvious choice about who right now is the face of Boston sports. Could be Julian Edelman. I think it's Julian Edelman right now. I think it may be Tatum in the future, but I think... You know, we have a certain Super Bowl MVP receiver right here. So I just want to know what your thoughts were on
that. You know what, Paul? That's not a bad bad choice. I didn't go with him because Julian Edelman, I think you could call him the face of the Patriots, right? I think he's the face of the Patriots. Maybe not now that Cam Newton's here, but I would have said before Newton got here, it'd either be him or Stephen Gilmore, right?
Okay.
Like those two, I'd say, were the face of the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Newton now, I think, if he sticks on, and it's only a year... But Edelman, as great as he is, and he is great, didn't have a great year last year. He caught a lot of passes. He dropped a lot, too. He had a bad drop in that game against Miami and in the playoff game against Tennessee. Some bad drops in both of those games. Is he the face of Boston sports?
You got to factor in his personality, too.
Yeah, and I think his personality's one. I mean, really, his personality was just, I'll do whatever Tom Brady does. that was kind of his thing for a few years there. Uh-huh. But, you know, he has the opportunity to take it this year.
That's right.
He does. We'll see how vocal he is. I mean, he is a wide receiver. It's not like wide receivers are team leaders. Mm-hmm. And he was never the guy on that team. It was always Tom Brady. So, I don't know. When I think of wide receivers who are the face of their market or the face of their team, even, you think of guys who put up monster, not your Julio Joneses, yep, and Calvin Johnsons and Randy Moss and, yep, you know, even now like Michael Thomas and Mike Evans and those guys. But even them, you know, Michael, right, Thomas, he's not the face of the Saints.
No.
You know, maybe he is these days.
But I don't, with everything that went down
after
with
Drew Brees. But yeah, right, you know, and even Mike Evans, great as Mike Evans is, Tom Brady's the face of that, yeah, team. It's generally the
that
quarterback.
Yeah.
It's hard to give that over to somebody else. Now, Julio Jones was the face of the Falcons, even with Matt Ryan, who's a good quarterback. But that's because Jones was just so transcendent. Is Edelman that transcendent these days? I don't think that he is. Mm. He's a great player. Is he transcendent? He's a Super Bowl MVP?
I don't know. Yeah.
I think we have another vote for the Julian Edelman camp. Nico is in Lowell. Go ahead, Nico.
How you doing, Arkan? Yeah, no, I definitely thought it was Edelman. That was the first thing. But I hit the group chat when you said that, and my best friend Andrew said Bergeron. So my vote's Edelman, but there's a vote for Bergeron.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Nico. One vote for Bergeron. If it's going to be a Bruin... By the way, someone on Twitter said Brad Marchand, but he is the nose of Boston Sports.
So cold-blooded, man.
It's pretty good. That was pretty good. The nose of Boston Sports. If we're putting a face together.
It's the nose of.
Jason Tatum's the hair.
Yeah.
David Pastrnak is the teeth, maybe. Marchand's the nose. Who's the eyes? Al Horford? Al Horford's not here anymore.
No, he's not here.
Al Horford had beautiful eyes. Who are the eyes? He did. Well, it's okay. It's okay to say
I
that.
I never paid attention to his eyes. Like,
oh, you never got lost in Al Horford's
eyes?
No. Oh, man.
I met his sister, though, and I did get lost in her eyes.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
I had her on. I was the first person ever to put Anna Horford on Boston radio, and she was tremendous. She was great. She was telling me all about who the jerks in the league were and everything. I'd talk to her anytime. Yep. I've never met her. I heard she's really tall.
She is. Yeah. I felt like, wow, I was looking up for real. I heard her and her sister, I met them both. So shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to the entire Horford family. By the way, Anna, what I like about her, among, you know, the obvious things, she's hilarious. But what I like about her is that she still reps Boston pretty hard.
She does.
You know?
She does.
Her brother was here playing for a couple of years, and she still has this, like, connection to the city that I feel like she doesn't really have in Philadelphia. Mm. I'm not sure why that is exactly, but I love it. I think it's great.
I like how you're trying to move on from you being lost in the eyes of Al Horford. But that's okay. I won't forget.
I have to. Otherwise, I'm going to get lost in him again, thinking about it. So, well, Horford's not here anymore, so who would the eyes be? I don't know. We'll have to think about that.
That's
one.
That's a hard one. Yeah.
Anna Horford. Let's say it's Anna Horford
Anna
gets
Horford.
The eyes.
Yeah.
It's a weird looking person we got there. Anna Horford's eyes, Marchand's nose, Pastrnak's teeth.
Uh-huh.
That is a weird looking person. That is a weird looking person. 617-779-0985 is the number.
You still drunk.
This segment really got away from me.
It did.
What were we going to talk about this segment? We had something else. It wasn't about different people's facial expressions. Oh, it was about Bobby Bonilla Day. Let's save that for the next segment. Wow. All right, let's do that. Bobby Bonilla Day was yesterday, where Bobby Bonilla, every year until I think 2035, gets paid just under $2 million by the New York Mets in one of the great fleecings of all time. Whoever the agent was that put that deal together for Bobby Bonilla, I need him to be my agent.
Right.
I'll tell you that. He would have never let last week happen. I'd be getting $2 million a week for the rest, or for a year for the rest of my life. Mm. We'll get into that right after the headlines here from me.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
This is the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Thirty 7 here on the Sports Hub. Christian Arkan sitting in for Beetle. We got in the Zolak chair Leroy Irvin joining the program. We'll be back tomorrow as well. Same time, same place. Yesterday, we got a big holiday coming up day after tomorrow. Of course, the 4th of July. The anniversary of our nation's independence. But yesterday was a big holiday in and of itself. And it was talked about a lot here on the station, including on the night show last night. But I wanted to run this by you here, Leroy, because it's Bobby Bonilla Day. Mm. Or it was Bobby Bonilla Day. And if you don't know what that means, in 1999, Bobby Bonilla was at the end of his career. He was playing for the Mets. And they released him. But they still owed him about $6 million. So Bonilla and his agent offered the Mets a deal. They said that Bonilla would defer payment for 10 years. Mm. And you don't have to pay him the $6 million, but after 10 years, the Mets would have to pay him an annual paycheck of $1.2 million, just under $1.2 million, starting in 2011 and ending in 2035, which adds up to a total payment of about $30 million. Which, however, they managed to get the Fred Wilpon to accept this deal is incredible. And the way they were able to accept this is because Wilpon was really into this Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme. And the 10% returns he thought he was going to get on his investments with Madoff outweighed the 8% interest the Mets would pay on Bonilla's $6 million. As a result, that payout was part of the inquiry in the Madoff investigation scandal, which came to light in 2008. But Bobby still got paid. Bobby still got paid. After 10 years, starting in 2011, Bobby Bonilla, every year on July 1st, gets paid nearly $1.2 million. And the Wilpons still have to pay him. Bernie Madoff is rotting away in prison somewhere. Is Bernie Madoff still with us?
It's a good question.
Is Bernie Madoff still alive? Let me see. Am I thinking of his kid? Like, I think his kid died, but I'm not sure if he did. Either way, regardless, he's not seeing that money. But, right. Yeah, it's a deferred payment. The second deferred contract plan with the Mets and the Orioles pays him, and it's another one. There was a second deferred contract plan with the Mets and Orioles paying him $500,000 a year for 25 years. Those payments started in 2004. So Bobby's getting paid all over the place. Mm-hmm. Here's my question. Would you rather have gotten the $6 million up front or a payment plan every year like this? Would you rather the lump sum? Like, if you won the lottery, would you rather get the lump sum or would you get the installments?
God. See, no. Those are different because Bobby, he was already paid. Now, if you saying like lottery and I'm broke.
No. I'm not talking about being broke. I'm just saying, like, in general, if you were to come into a lot of money like that,
yeah.
Would you rather get it all at once or every year in installments?
Every year in installments.
I'm with you.
Every year in installments.
Because I know myself.
Yep.
If you gave me all that money at once, it'd be gone. It would be gone, and it would be spent very irresponsibly. At least if you're giving me an allowance every year, I know I'll be able to budget and sort of do things. Instead of, like, if I got all that money right now, I would buy the biggest, most awesome recreational vehicle you've ever seen in your life. I would buy an RV with two stories. And I would drive it all around. I would have parties in it. It would be like that. I would blow all my money on it. And then I'd blow all the rest of the money on, like, gas to fill the thing up. That's what I would buy. If I had that much money, I'd buy a souped up RV. And that's such a dumb investment.
Yep.
And I know it is. But I know that's what I would do if I was given that much money all at once.
I would give it away.
I'm trying to protect myself here.
I would give it away to people and just want to help. Help, 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 help. And at the end of the day, I'd be left with nothing. It's kind of like
Antoine Walker?
No, Allen Iverson.
Iverson, yeah, him too.
Man, blew all his money, but at least he has that Reebok money supposedly coming. I think they got like $30 or $50 million just saved up, set up for him. Yeah, give me my money in installments, please.
Yeah, that is a tremendous, tremendous deal right there. Manny Ramirez, by the way, is a pretty good deal going. Manny's getting paid by the Red Sox still.
Oh, my God.
And he will continue to get paid by the Red Sox until 2026.
Oh, my God.
$24.2 million over that time.
Oh, my God.
Max Scherzer will be getting $105 million from the Nationals, which will be paid out for the next 8 years. Oh. Now, he's still playing, so that's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Sutter had a big deferred payment deal. Brett Saberhagen had one. I think that's it. There might be some others, but for the most part, I mean, that's really it. You have to really finesse whoever the owners are, and you have to be lucky that it's someone like the Wilpons, who are such suckers that they fell for Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme and then fell for Bobby Bonilla's yearly payout thing, which all of that together, I mean, my God.
You remember Deron Williams, who played for the – I think his payments
– Deron Williams for the Jazz, right? Was he on the Jazz?
Jazz at first, and then he went to the Nets.
Okay.
His payments just stopped, I want to say, like 2 days ago.
Wow.
He hasn't been in the league since 2017.
Wow. What a life, man. That's awesome. It's like a pension, you know, when you're a cop and you retire, you get the pension.
Yeah.
Bobby Bonilla's got the cop pension for the next 20 years.
Oh,
man. What do you think he does every day on July 1st when that direct deposit hits? I mean, you got to do something, right? You got to celebrate that somehow. Maybe go buy an RV. Something like that.
I can't. I'm trying to just wrap my mind around it all. I couldn't imagine. You're just sitting doing nothing. You could do anything you want and just get it. Keep getting a check.
Yeah. Like, he could be in prison still getting $1.2 million. That's crazy. Just the way that thing worked.
Crazy.
Who has stolen money? And I don't want to say that Bobby Bonilla is stealing the money. He didn't. They made the deal.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of guys who came through Boston and got paid, I mean, there's a lot of examples. You know what jumps to mind to me immediately?
Who?
2009 Curt Schilling. They signed him for one more year, $9 million to close. And I don't think he even pitched that year. I think he was hurt and missed almost the entire season.
We can't blame him for that.
$9 million. Well, okay, but I mean, he was kind of hurt going into the season, and then immediately it was a whole thing. And I know that Curt Schilling's also taken a lot of money from Rhode Island, so I'm not going to say it was worse than that. But that's one example that sort of sprung to mind right there. Dominique, maybe in the 90s there when he was on the Celtics, but I don't think he got paid that much. He was sort of towards the end.
Yep.
Lanny, you look like you're about to say something.
Marcus Blount, 6 years, $41 million.
Marcus Blount, good one. Did he get paid that much? Jesus.
6 years, $41 million.
Jeez. Wow.
How July 8th, 2004.
How about Pablo?
Pablo
Sandoval.
Yes.
Big time.
That's probably the gold standard here in Boston for guys who not only were just laughably bad.
Yep.
I mean, his belt busted in a preseason and spring training game swinging the bat, but got paid an exorbitant amount of money.
Yep.
How about Ruzne Castillo making $13 million in Pawtucket?
Jeez.
That's a good one right there.
This one isn't a lot of cash, but just who it is and what it was. 5 years, $15 million, Brian Scalabrine.
Scal. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, sorry, Scal, but...
Yeah, buddy.
5'15". And Scal's a great guy. You know, the first time I ever met Scal, it was at the Summer League in, I think, 2004. It was the year LeBron was a rookie, and they were playing at UMass Boston. And Scal was in the crowd, and I wasn't working in media or anything. I was still in college. But I was home, and we got tickets, and we went and saw LeBron. And it was really cool, like, watching him as a 19-year-old, you know, in the Summer League.
Mm-hmm.
And Scal was there, and Scal was, I think, on the New Jersey Nets at the time. And in between games, he would just go sit in the stands and, like, hang out with people.
Wow.
And people sort of knew who he was. They knew he was a basketball player because he was so tall, but, like, he didn't really know who he was. But he was just sitting there talking to people, just whoever happened to be sitting next to him. And then he'd be like, all right, I got to go, and he'd go play in the game. And I remember it was the first time I met him. He was an awesome dude.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Very, very nice guy.
What about Albert Haynesworth?
Oh, yeah, Haynesworth. I mean, they cut him, but, yeah, that was a tough one there.
That was a tough one.
Haynesworth opened up, like, a tow truck company in Worcester or something. I think he still has it, yeah. But yeah, after he was he stuck around here and he opened up some tow truck company out in Worcester, which I think did some shady stuff, but I'm not totally sure about that. Don't want to speak out of line. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. Let's take a call here before the break. Derek is in Rhode Island. Hi, Derek.
Hey.
Whoa, Derek. Whoa. What is all that? What are you, on an airplane?
No.
Okay, what's up, Derek?
I work with a guy who actually won the lottery a couple years ago.
Really?
And he gets the installment payments.
What did he win? How much was
money
it?
Manager. I don't know. He doesn't tell us. But he drives a better car than everyone, has a nicer house.
Sure he does.
And he says you net more in the long run, and it helps keep you on pace. So that way you don't blow everything in the first year and end up in a trailer park.
That's what it's all about for me, Derek. I know if I got all that money all at once, I'd try and do some charitable things with it. But it would be gone. I know it would be gone. I'd be right back to where I started within, like, probably not even a year.
Oh, my. It's that bad?
I'm irresponsible. I am an impulsive, irresponsible person.
What are you wasting money on?
I don't have any money to waste right now. I'm saying if I had it,
right,
it wouldn't be. It would be out the window. I just know myself. I know what would happen. I know this.
Oof.
You got to know yourself, man.
Yeah, just and be honest, yeah.
Have to be honest. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe, and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, I'm telling you, they're going to violate the bubble. That's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now.
No more distancing, Max.
Hey, listen. They're going to practice social distancing with the general public. But I'm sorry. When it comes to either your wife or if you're not married, your girl, it's a struggle, okay? I'm just telling y'all. That's what's going on here. Somebody's got to say it.
Stephen A. Smith preaching the other day.
Right.
That was on. What was that on? Is that on Get Up or?
First Take.
First Take? Thank you. Yeah. First Take. Stephen A. And that's really, it's easy to sort of laugh about that, and it is funny. And you know that those guys, James Harden, you're going to keep him out of the strip clubs down there? Come on. James Harden has his jersey retired at a strip club in Tempe, Arizona. They put it up in the rafters. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to keep all that under control. Mm. But that's sort of the point, isn't it? I mean, isn't that sort of what we're all worried about when it comes to this and this restart in the NBA? I mean, number one, you're sending them to a place which is a hotbed.
Right.
Florida and Texas right now are the two in the world. I mean, they're the two coronavirus hotspots in the whole world right now. And you're sending this whole league down there with a plan. I mean, at least they have a plan. Mm-hmm. And the bubble, I think, was a good idea. And back when they proposed this plan, Leroy, I thought it was a great idea because Florida at the time was largely unaffected. That's and they right. were opening back the beaches up. And, you know, here in Boston, we got slammed and New York got slammed, New Orleans and California, which is getting slammed again. But, you know, that was all happening. These other places were like, well, we're okay. We'll have sports. You guys can come down, bring your sports here, bring them to Arizona, bring them to Texas, bring them to Florida. And I think it was Keith Smith at Yahoo Sports who said, you know, you already have this thing down in Florida, and he was a Disney employee. So he's like, I know about this place down here. It's the ABC Sports Center, and it's great. It's perfect. It's all wired. We got all the courts. We can make this happen, and it'll probably work out great. At the time, I thought, yeah, good plan, NBA. Way to go. Go on down to Florida. Now, I don't know how you can do this. Now, I don't know how you can send them down to Florida. I feel like that's almost unethical, you know?
Yeah,
like,
no,
you're gonna send these guys down to this really really bad place in terms of what this disease is doing. Now, that's not to say, well, let's bring them all up to Boston then and have it all up here. Massachusetts is doing well. Mm-hmm. But I think the point is that we're not out of the woods yet here. And in some places, it's really surging. And I think that that's, you know, as funny as it is to sort of laugh about Stephen A. Smith and these players being too horny to follow the rules.
It's,
you know,
it's like, the truth, it's though.
That is the truth,
isn't
it? It is
the
it?
Truth. Do you know how much money's going to get slipped to a security guard to let somebody through?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to talk as if I, you know how I would act. I'm not saying that. But, I mean, he's absolutely on point. You're going to have a bunch of guys there for how many? They're saying it could go until October if you're in the finals.
Right. October 10th, I think, is
October
the last
10th.
Day.
October 10th.
Yeah.
No tail. No nothing.
No intimacy.
No nothing. Please, you're going to end up breaking up happy homes because of that. Guys will be sneaking women in, sneaking in whoever to get it in.
The only person this is going to really work for is Gordon Hayward, because Gordon Hayward can play his video games and no one will bother him and the kids won't be there and the wife won't be, you know, getting on his case. He can set. I bet when he walks into that hotel room the first time, and he's going to put on his little, he's going to sit in his gamer chair, and he's going to put on his thing, and he's going to just be so, he's going to cry tears of joy that he can finally play his video games uninterrupted. So it won't be a problem for him.
No, it will, because there comes a time for every gamer where you got to put the sticks down, and you want to pick up another stick and go do something else. I'm just being honest with you. There's a time for that. You know, even Kimba said, hey, I'm single. I can hang, you know, in the hotel by myself. I'm like, man, who are you kidding? There comes a time for every person where it's just like, I can't take it no more.
Mm.
And,
Michael Jordan was the greatest player of all time.
Yep.
He was in Utah at 2 in the morning before game 6 of the NBA Finals, smoking cigars, drinking, eating pizza, eating pizza, and everything else.
Yep.
Michael Jordan's the greatest player who ever lived. Probably the best winner and competitor of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And even he needed a break. Like, and he would take one right before the clinching game of an NBA Finals.
Right.
You're telling me James Harden's going to be able to keep it together here?
No.
Of course not. This is going to be madness, is what I think this is going to be.
Now, are they allowing wives, girlfriends, significant others?
Not at first. I think once teams start getting eliminated, they're going to fill the spots from the teams that are going back home. Once they get eliminated, they say, okay, you can bring your families in now, or your, you know, girlfriend, whatever it is. But that's not going to be the case right away. And if things get worse down there, they might just say no new people are coming in. And that would make sense too. You know, teams get eliminated, they go home. Okay, sorry guys, we know that there's extra room now, but we don't feel comfortable bringing any new people in right now.
Mm.
Girlfriends, families, none of that stuff. It's just, it's not safe down here for that. Safe enough for you guys to play basketball in these hotel ballrooms, but it's not safe enough for that, which I don't think really makes a lot of sense, but I think that's probably the way they're going to go.
Speaking of intimacy, can I ask you a question? Let me just do it. Listen.
Just ask.
Have you ever played in a league? Any type of sports league?
Like a professional sport?
No. I'm talking about recreational, anything like that.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Do you believe in that whole myth about before a game, you should or shouldn't? Well, where do you stand on that?
Well, I never had that problem because...
What? Because what?
Because I wasn't exactly, you know, I wasn't exactly some ladies' man when I was in high school or whatever. You know, guys would be like, hey, man, you can't be with a girl before a game. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, sure. Okay, guys, I'll make sure I'm not. I'll make sure I don't do that. I was totally going to, but now I'm going to make sure I don't.
I'm only asking because there's got to be NBA players or athletes in general who may feel like, you know what, they have to in order to play well.
I thought it was the opposite. I thought if you do it, then that hurts your game. Is that just boxers?
I've heard different stories from different people.
Okay.
That's all I'll
women
say.
Weaken legs, women according to Mickey and Rocky.
Thank you. Right. Yeah. Right. That's why he couldn't see Adrian before the fight. Well, that and because he was training in Siberia. But yeah, I mean, those are the reasons there. Do you believe that?
No.
No?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No.
Do you think it helps?
Absolutely. It clears your mind.
Yeah, it gets the juices flowing.
Yes,
you know?
It does.
Yeah, sure.
You feel like a champ. And then you go out, you perform like a champ. You perform like a champ before, and then you go out and you play your game, you perform like a champ.
No, I wouldn't know. 617-779-0985. Sean is in Newburyport. Hi, Sean.
Yeah, all right. Sorry, you threw me off with that because that was funny as hell. All right. Anyways, I wanted to see how you guys thought that the four sports leagues were doing with all this and bringing stuff back. I mean, football probably got a pass because they had way advanced notice, and even if it gets kicked back a couple of weeks, then no big deal. But the other three, like, you know, football, hockey, basketball, they're all sweating all over each other all the time. They're spitting on each other. Sometimes they're bleeding all over each other. You would think that baseball would be the first to, like, roll the dice and just say, all right, you know, unless a batter is too close to a catcher and he coughs, that, you know, something might go wrong. But what I think the difference between the NBA and the NHL is, with the way that they've structured things, is the NBA basically said, all right, all you guys are going down to Orlando. And right now, Florida is one of the worst places that you could be if you want to try to get yourself infected. And at least the NHL, which I think handled it the best, was going to say, yes, we're going to restart our season. Yes, we're going to do our playoffs. But we're going to wait and see where we're going to play our games. Because at first, I think it was like Las Vegas and Columbus. And then they changed it. I think now it's going to be up in Canada, Toronto, and Vancouver.
Yeah, you know what, Sean? I don't blame them one bit. Sean, thanks for the call. We're at the top of the hour, so we got to let you go. I don't blame the NHL one bit for looking down here at the United States and saying, we're not sending our players down. We're not putting them anywhere down here. I don't care if you're a state that has, you know, good numbers right now. I don't care if you're a state that's plateaued or going down or what. we're going to keep it up here in Canada, and we're not going to risk exposing our players to this. I don't blame them for that one bit. Mm-hmm. The United States has not handled this well.
No.
The United States is an example of how to completely botch something like this. So I don't blame the NHL for moving it up to Canada, not at all. I'd be, you know, it's not that I hate this country or anything. I'm not saying the U.S. is a bad place. It's a great country and everything. As far as the COVID-19 response goes, you want to tell me this is good? You want to tell me this is a good situation this country's in? Of course it's not. And I think the NHL is making the right call here to send them up to Canada and not expose them down here, 100%. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. We got your headlines, 90 seconds, no commercials, and then we'll tackle a little bit of what that caller was talking about. Which sports have the best restart plans and why? We'll get into that next hour.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.